This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate will come to order. The prayer today will be offered by Pastor Jake Cron, the chaplain of the day, and the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Senate Page Megan Poindexter.
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for each one of these men and women who serve our great state in this capacity. God, we pray for your blessings upon each one of them and their efforts as they do the work that they've been elected to do. Father, we ask for you to give heavenly wisdom, not the wisdom of man, but your wisdom as the business is conducted today, as decisions are made and deliberations are held. God, we ask for a spirit of unity and cooperation among each one, that each one would work together to fight and have the courage to stand for what is true, right, and just. God, we give this time to you, and we ask that your will would be accomplished in and through each one of us. In your name we pray. Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Blair, Boland, Kamak, Castleberry, Kerr, Duhamel, Ewing, Foster, Greenfield, Heiner, Jensen, Kennedy, Klum, Colbeck, Lake, Langer, Maher, Monroe, Nessebar, Nordstrup, Otten, Partridge, Russ, Russell, Schoenbeck, Shanefish, Smith, Sohol, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, White, Wick, Wismer, and Youngberg. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Thank you. We have the doctor of the day today is Dr. John McAravy, MD from Watertown. Dr. McAravy practices family medicine and obstetrics at the Brown Clinic in Watertown. He received his medical degree from the University of South Dakota School of Medicine and completed his residency at the Center for Family Medicine in Sioux Falls. Doctor, would you please stand? Help me thank the doctor. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the fifth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Senator Greenfield, Chair.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Senate Health and Human Services met today, and that they had under consideration Senate Bill 50, and they recommend do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Soholt, Chair.
Motions and resolutions.
Senator Langer moves that consideration of the report of the committee on Senate Bill 22 be deferred until Friday, January 24th, the 8th legislative day.
Second.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Senator Langer moves that Senate Bills 26 and 27 be deferred until Thursday, January 23rd, the 7th legislative day.
Second.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Greenfield moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Senate Legislative Procedures be adopted and that the temporary Senate rules adopted by the 95th Legislative Session be adopted as the permanent Senate rules of the 95th Legislative Session with the changes adopted in the Senate Legislative Procedures Committee report.
Second.
Comments on that motion?
Mr. President.
Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. With respect to the Senate rule that we're proposing to change, we would simply insert in 3-1 that the president pro tem shall be a member of that body. The House would do the same with respect to the speaker and the speaker pro tem. Probably best to make sure that we stipulate that that is the case. Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the body, urge your adoption.
Any other comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion will say aye.
Aye.
As you were. This requires a roll call vote. All those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Hurd.
Yes.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Plum.
Aye.
Kobach.
Aye.
Lake.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nessebe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Schoenbeck. Shane Fish.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Yep. Sutton.
Aye.
White. White.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Schoenbeck. Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
The motion having received a majority of members elect is hereby declared passed. We have a number of introductions to make today, and we're going to start on behalf of Senator Heinert. We have the students from St. Joseph's Indian School. They're led today by David Baldwin, Matt Monin, Bobby Larson, and Sarah Brown Moran. Would you please stand? Welcome to your state capitol. Also on behalf of Senator Heinert, we have the Crow Creek Tribal School, home of the Chieftains. They're led here today by Michael Scareshawk, April Rockwood, and Blin Joe. Sorry if I...
Belinda.
Oh, Belinda. Okay. I can see that. And the students, well, I won't read the students' names. I'll just save myself the trouble. But would you please stand? Welcome. And on behalf of Senator Wick and Smith, we'd ask the Senate to welcome to the gallery today the Sioux Valley High School from Volga, South Dakota. Miss Maddie and Mr. Faust are leading that class. Are you in the gallery? Okay. Let me know when they're... We're back to consideration of committee reports.
Senator Greenfield moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Joint Legislative Procedures be adopted and that the temporary joint rules adopted by the 95th Legislative Session be adopted as a permanent joint rules of the 95th Legislative Session with the changes adopted in the Joint Legislative Procedures Committee report.
Second.
Comments on that motion?
Mr. President.
Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to try to go through these as we did in committee, so I'll draw your attention to 6B-5. The first one says that essentially the process by which bills can be introduced by committees will remain as it has been in statute, but we would bring it into our red book. So it talks about allowing a standing committee of either House to introduce said bill, a legislative interim committee to introduce said bill, government operations and audit, interim rules review, tribal relations, retirement laws, etc. And then it says that a bill or joint resolution may be introduced by the governor, executive agency, or the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, again, in accordance with what's been our policy, just bringing it into the rules. With respect to 3-1.1, administration of the intern program, says the executive board shall administer the program and supervise the college student interns who are assigned to the legislative branch of government. This is exactly the language that appears, I believe it's in 2-9-14. We would propose to bring it into our rules and ultimately to strike it from the statutes. Was pointed out that back in the day when there was some consternation over whether or not to establish an intern program, they brought a bill and put it in the law book, in the statutes. So we would, again, maintain the program, just bring it into our rules. 3-1, there was a lot of talk about this, and ultimately we landed on the following language. The President pro tem of the Senate shall appoint all necessary employees for the Senate. The Speaker of the House shall appoint all necessary employees of the House. All employee positions shall be described in a uniform compensation and classification. We strike manual and insert schedule, which shall be annually reviewed by the Executive Board of the LRC. And we would strike and approved by the Joint Select Committee on Compensation, because the Joint Select Committee on Compensation does not exist. 6A-8, this is where we begin talking about the new process, moving from the printed bills to the electronically filed and electronically printed bills. So 6A-8 would simply strike printed and insert shown. 6B-1 would state that the commemorations, bills, resolutions shall be electronically filed. And it strikes with the bill clerk, because that won't be necessary anymore. 6B-5.1 would state that the chair of the committee shall electronically file the bill or resolution for the committee. And it changes, it strikes outdated language. 6H-1, 7-2, 7-12, 8-2, and 15-1 also talk about the streamlining of the system, striking references to printed bills and inserting references to electronically filed bills. Subsequently, we passed a catch-all rule that would insert 6I-2, and it would state that the presiding officer may waive the requirement that any filing, submission, or approval be done electronically if the electronic system is not available and functional. We recognize that from time to time, electronics fail us, and we have to have a fallback position, and that would be to go to paper. The numbering 6B-2, the numbering of Senate bills, House bills, Senate resolutions, joint resolutions, etc., has caused some confusion in the past when you have Senate Bill 1, Senate Resolution 1, Senate Concurrent Resolution 1, Senate Commemoration 1, Senate Joint Resolution 1, and so we would propose to go to a different numbering system as is outlined in 6B-2, starting with Senate Bill 1, House Bill 1001, and then changing some of the other numbers, say to 501 and 5001, 601, 6001, etc. 6H-2 also speaks to that. 6B-4 speaks to the fact that we will be engaging in a more fluid system of seeking and obtaining co-sponsors and sponsors on bills, and the fact that you can sign on after a bill has been dropped And you could also remove your name if you've discovered that maybe new information has come forward and has compelled you to do so, or maybe you discover that when I clicked the button, as I did yesterday, I clicked the button with respect to the wrong bill. And this would allow you to remove your name instead of just being stuck on that bill going forward. This is a trial run for this process, ladies and gentlemen, and we're asking for your indulgence as we've directed the IT staff in LRC to prepare the system this year in this fashion, given that we can always go back to the rigid system in which you do not have the opportunity to remove or add your name after the fact. And 6H-3 speaks to, deletes any references to printing. And with that, I believe, 6A-1 also speaks to resolutions. And last year, we discovered a conflict in the language contained within our joint rules. We erred on the side of going one direction. After having some opportunity to speak about it with other people, we decided that we probably want to remain able to express an opinion or principle by virtue of a resolution. And so what was taken out last year would be put back in this year, thus allowing us more flexibility and more authority with respect to what we can do through resolution. I see one of the pages beginning to nod off, so I'm going to sit down and ask for your support. Thank you.
Further comments?
It wasn't just the pages.
Senator Nezeba.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple of questions for the prime sponsor.
State your question, please.
The question is, what would happen if this body decided to vote down these rules? What would happen with this process?
Senator Greenfield, you wish to answer?
After I got done crying, I would call for another meeting. We would reject them in whole, and we would have to convene another legislative procedure meeting. We would continue to operate under the temporary rules until such time as new rules are adopted.
Senator Nezeba.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd urge you to vote no on this set of rules, and I'm on the Procedures Committee. There was earlier discussion today in Senate State Affairs. I like the rules, except for the two where we're just moving things from statute and moving into the rules. To me, we already have these the rules that are out there. They have already been in codified law. I don't think we need to move them out of statute and into our rule book. So what I hope is that we vote no on this, send it back to committee, strike those two out, and then adopt the rest next week. So thank you, Mr. President.
Further comments? Does anybody wish to speak before Senator Greenfield speaks a second time in closing? Hearing none, Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. I respect the comments of the previous speaker, and I would just offer this as a rebuttal as such. Whether we put this in the Red Book or not doesn't mean that we will necessarily have to pass said bill or bills. And I know that those bills are going to have, they're going to come under a lot of scrutiny. But having this policy in the Red Book will not in any way impede progress or lack thereof of the other legislation that will be proposed. So I would encourage you to vote for the rules, independent of what might happen with respect to the other bills. Thank you.
Thank you. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is passage of the motion. Motion was to pass the report on the Standing Committee of Joint Resolution Procedures adopted at the temporary joint rules adopted the 95th legislative session to be adopted as the permanent joint rules of the 95th legislative session with the changes adopted in the Joint Legislative Procedures Committee. All in favor of that motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Yes.
Boland.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Kurd.
Yes.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
No.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Klum.
Aye.
Colbeck.
Aye.
Lake.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nessebar.
No.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Schoenbeck. Janefish.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Soholt. Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Wismer.
No.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Foster.
Yeah.
No. Mr. President, there are 29 yeas, 5 nays, and 1 excused.
So the motion, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Consideration of executive appointments. Oh, hold on a second. We had a group join us in the gallery I wanted to introduce. They've been waiting here for a while. Today was Children's Day at the Capitol, which is an opportunity for professionals to discuss the promotion of the welfare of our children. Great strides have been made to unify the body of work surrounding the prevention of child maltreatment. Children's Day sponsors include the Center for the Prevention of Child Maltreatment, Unified Judicial System, Children's Home Society, Department of Social Services, Child Advocacy Centers of South Dakota, and the South Dakota Chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. Would that group please stand? Welcome to the Senate Gallery. Back to the executive appointments.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive reappointment of Brian Zeeb to the Interstate Commission for Adult Offender Supervision.
Comments on that motion?
Mr.
Senator
President.
Russell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm putting you through this because I didn't get it on the consent calendar. So let that be a lesson to all of the committee chairmen. But Mr. Zabe, it's pronounced Zabe, not Zeeb, was reappointed by the Attorney General, reappointed to the South Dakota Interstate Compact for Offender Supervision Board. He has been with the Department of Criminal Investigation since 1996. He holds numerous degrees from South Dakota State University, including a master's with a criminal justice emphasis. And like I said, he's ever since 1996, he's risen through the ranks at the Division of Criminal Investigation, and he will be and is the law enforcement appointee on the committee. They have to have one member of law enforcement, and that's been his job for the last number of years. So I'd ask for your advice and consent and approval of his renomination by the Attorney General of South Dakota.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent in the executive reappointment of Brian Zeeb? Zabe. All in favor of that motion, vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Castleberry?
Aye.
Hurd? Duhamel?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobeck?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nessebar?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck? Excuse. Shane Fish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
The motion, having received a majority of members elect, is hereby declared passed. The reappointment. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 62, an act to revise the membership and responsibilities of the South Dakota Board on Geographic Names. Senate Bill 63, an act to establish certain provisions regarding poor spaces. Senate Bill 64, an act to prohibit capital punishment for any person suffering from a severe mental illness. Senate Bill 65, an act to revise certain provisions pertaining to trusts. And Senate Bill 66, an act to provide for the creation and funding of Ochati Shakowin Charter Schools.
President Pro Tem has assigned these bills as follows. Senate Ag and Natural Resources gets Senate Bill 63. Senate Education gets Senate Bill 66. Senate Judiciary gets Senate Bill 64 and 65. Senate State Affairs gets Senate Bill 62. Consent calendar.
Senate Bill 8, an act to revise certain provisions regarding insurance holding companies. Senate Bill 10, an act to revise certain provisions regarding cosmetology licenses. Senate Bill 11, an act to revise certain provisions regarding third-party insurance plan administrators. Senate Bill 12, an act to revise certain provisions regarding comity licensure in the technical professions. Senate Bill 44, an act to authorize the use of crime victims' compensation funds to reimburse law enforcement for certain emergency expenses incurred by victims.
Senate Bill 8, 10, 11, 12, and 44, having had a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing no questions, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 8, 10, 11, 12, and 44. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Hurd. Duhamel.
Aye.
Ewing. Foster?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobeck?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nessebar?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck? Shane Fish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
The motion having received a majority of members elect is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the titles? Hearing none, the titles are deemed correct. Are there any personal privileges before we go to announcements? Senator Heinert.
Mitakepi, Mr. President, personal privilege.
Granted.
Well, thank you. And members of the body, though she may or may not be listening, 25 years ago today, I was at the short round in Denver. And on the way home, I called, and my beautiful baby girl was born today. So she is in Edinburgh, Scotland right now, finished grad school and is employed over there. So I just want to wish her a happy birthday and tell her that I love her. Pilami Apollo.
Thank you. And if you're listening, you were just given a standing ovation by the South Dakota Senate. Further, any other personal privileges? Announcements?
Mr. President.
Senator Kamak.
The Senate Ag and Natural Resource Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, and we have one bill to consider.
Senator Russell.
Judiciary will meet at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Senator Stalzer.
The Senate Commerce and Energy will meet at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Senator Wick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joint Committee on Appropriations meets tomorrow. Going to be another big day tomorrow. We will hear from the Department of Education at 8 a.m., followed by the Board of Technical Education. So come on down.
Senator White.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Retirement Laws is having a committee meeting at 3:15 in room 413, and we welcome any and all people to join us. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Madam Secretary.
Senator Shane Fish moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of that motion will say aye.